This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Punish sanctuary cities. Meanwhile, the president says he's looking for ways to boost rural America. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How are you doing? Here we are. Man, can you believe it? I can hardly believe it. We are almost into May, which means pretty soon that summer, which also means blockbusters. At the tail end of the week, of course, we do our cheap movie review, and some of the more interesting movies are coming out. That's just a reminder, as I've been asked that many, many times. Apparently, a lot of you have decided that you want to go to movies here and there, and you want to hear more about what's playing and what's coming up. So rest assured, we've been doing it for years, and we do it every single week. At the top of the show, though, we go to Washington, D.C., and Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Justin, I think the last time you and I talked, just as a quick aside before we dive into D.C. politics, you don't go to many movies, do you?
No, I don't. You know, I think the last movie I saw was Rogue One, but I'm more of a wait until it comes on cable kind of guy.
Well, I get that. So if we were to talk about streaming, we would be here for hours. House of Cards,
oh,
Orange is the New Black. I mean, Sandcastle is a new one that's out. There's so many. And I think that a lot of people actually listening to this probably are of the Netflix, Hulu variety, too, because that's the big thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I mentioned this at the top, the federal judge blocking the plan to punish sanctuary cities. This is actually really huge because this was part of the president's plan was we got to shut them down. It's dangerous. There are people that are rapists and degenerates and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when he first jumped into office. What's the administration saying about that?
You know, they just released a statement earlier tonight really taking the judge and this issue to task. Giving a very fiery statement in which they, accused the judge of impeding the law. They were very quick to point out that this was a federal judge in San Francisco. Of course, kind of a, veiled dog whistle, I guess, to the fact that, you know, Trump's base is probably not very, fond of what I'm sure they view as progressive West Coast judges. And, really just pushing back against this heavily, which, of course, is particularly interesting because earlier today they released, a number of statements wherein they were touting the executive orders that the president issued as signs of his success within his first 100 days. Notwithstanding the fact that this, as well as, the ban on immigration, are ones that have been blocked in court and, are probably not going to be considered successes once we come to that final landmark on Saturday.
Wow. All right. Here's another thing that was really interesting. What's going on with Michael Flynn? Today you had a top dog Democrat and Republican talking about Flynn and the fact that apparently in this investigation, allegedly taking money from the Russians, which, of course, you couldn't do in that position, and then ties to Turkey. So flush that out a little bit more for us. Is there a possibility he could serve any time if they can really nail this shut?
I think it's probably too soon to go down that route. But overall, what we had today was Jason Chaffetz and Elijah Cummings, who were the chair and ranking member of the House Oversight Committee, both acknowledging that there was a situation where Flynn accepted foreign funds without disclosing it. Or getting approval rather from the Defense Department or from the State Department, as he was expected to do, which raises some serious issues with the Annulment Clause and with his position at the time, which was the head of DIA, somebody who was actively serving within the military, and certainly opens him up to some pretty major legal issues. The White House was pressed about this, along with some other requests from the Oversight Committee to receive the phone records from Michael Flynn, and they kind of got a pretty flustered Sean Spicer coming out and saying that that is not something that, the White House should be expected to track or provide, even though that has been sort of the standard in any other administration. So it looks like things aren't going well for Flynn. We've already had the Senate committee at least coming out and saying that he is not going to be provided immunity for any testimony, something that his lawyer has previously pushed for. So, whether or not this is going to end in any, legal consequences for him, that remains to be seen. But either way, it's just not good news for Flynn or for the administration at large.
Yeah, something else to ask you about, too, is, of course, the latest on North Korea and the tension there. Because every single day mm-hmm. we keep hearing about the Air Force is going to test launch ICBMs as just simmers over.
Yeah, no, the latest development in this is apparently North Korea is backing away from the nuclear test and instead just doing a, more mild military drill. This is something that has nevertheless, resulted in continued, movement from Washington, from the American side. Despite the fact that they are apparently toning down what they're intending to do, the military, which of course is under the, Trump administration, is nevertheless keeping up a pretty strong front. In this instance, apparently they have a submarine now that is in the area for a regional drill with South Korea, something that is being widely interpreted as sort of a flexing of muscles in the direction of North Korea. So this is a submarine that is armed with a Tomahawk missile and a vehicle that the president himself said in a recent interview is I forget his exact quote, but in typical Trump bluster, was something that was greater than any, carrier that he could have sent to the region. So this is certainly being interpreted as a sign that, despite some movement from South Korea to, at least change their public perception of this, that the Trump administration is not backing down.
Yeah, wow. All right, Dustin Duckham, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you.
So you heard Justin there talking about Chaffetz and Cummings and that Michael Flynn may have broken the law. This was a big deal. The former National Security Advisor, who didn't last very long in the first place, now they are saying he didn't, specifically, as Justin mentioned, didn't properly disclose payments from Russia, $45,000 to be at a dinner, and it was for Russian TV, and who was there but Putin was there as well. And there is no evidence he complied with the law is what both of these two members of the House Oversight Committee said. So they held a press conference and came together after the panel reviewed his, it's interesting, after they reviewed his application for security clearance, Cummings said the committee had looked at the documents, which he described as very troubling. He said, I see no information, no data to support the notion that Flynn complied with the law. And, so you've got to think about this, $45,000 for a speech he gave to Russian TV in Russia. And here's what the gist of this is. If you're a military officer, that is an absolute no-no. You cannot take money from Russia, Turkey, or anyone else. And it certainly appears as if he did take that money, it's not appropriate. I don't care whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, have no stripes and no labels. This is going to get really heated, I think. The White House refusing to turn over documents to the committee relating to his hiring and firing. All right, hang with us. On the flip side, we just scratched the surface. Lots of awesome odds and ends coming your way next.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
A big end to the Thunder. The Rockets eliminated the Thunder in Game 5. Thunder were just too good this time around. And, I mean, the Rockets were just too good this time around. I really liked the Oklahoma City Thunder and Russell Westbrook, who I think with all his triple doubles should be the MVP of the league. But you got to give it to the Bearded Wonder and Houston. So the Rockets survive the Westbrook storm, and they win 105-99 at the Toyota Center. They finish their first round series in 5. If you're a hoopster, then that's pretty good. Because, I mean, if you're a hoopster, that was a pretty good series is what I'm saying. So Houston, which went from an 8th seed a year ago to a 3rd seed, now they are actually a contender. They were considered to be a dark horse. Let's put it that way. Here's big news for any of you who like fast cars and a lot of left-hand turns. And I actually like this guy. I had a chance to talk to him a couple of times. It's been a while. But Dale Earnhardt Jr. deciding to retire. He said he wanted to go out on his own terms. You know, he had those problems with concussions. And he said that this season will be his last as a driver because he doesn't want to wait. He wants to do it. So he read a statement and he talked about his health struggles and the people supporting him. And as you can imagine, he had wall-to-wall fans around him, meaning his entourage of fans, his racing team, Rick Hendrick, and so many others around him. But because, of course, the name, the Earnhardt name, is big. And Dale Jr. has decided that's it. And, you know, who knows? He says it doesn't mean he'll ever get behind the wheel of a car for fun. But it sounds like he is pretty serious about staying away, which is smart. And I think that concussion stuff really scared him. You know, he said during his rehabilitation, he was given something he wasn't accustomed to, that he had time to understand what's important, time to realize the support system he had, and that he accomplished more than he thought that he would, you know, ever dreamed of accomplishing. And he loves being in the car. He loves driving. He enjoyed it. But that he wants to be there every day for everybody or not be there. And it's interesting because you just had these retirements of Jeff Gordon and Tony Stewart and now Dale Earnhardt. And for NASCAR, if I'm a NASCAR exec, boy, I'm not excited about that, because you want your big stars, and those are pretty big names, all those names I mentioned, and Earnhardt goes right up there with them. It's always intriguing to watch him race, and he has a lot of fans, that's for sure, and that is I think a huge disappointment to his fan base anyway. All right, from the world of sports, which there was a couple of really big ends there, we go to this, and it's money, 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 and in a kind of an abbreviated, what I would call, it's your business segment, a couple of interesting things have happened. One, today, the market, or Tuesday, if you're listening to me, the market through the roof. The Dow Jones was up, the NASDAQ was up, the S&P shot up, the NASDAQ, in fact, closed above 6,000 for the first time. Can you imagine? So people, I always say this, I don't have to qualify it, but you're listening to me and you're lucky you have a 401k. I don't have a 401k, not a nunca, nothing. I don't have that. But I did when I worked for CBS, and it was an aggressive, I made it aggressive. So if I had to eat hamburgers, I was making an aggressive 401k, and I was really glad that I did, because then I was able to, you know, bounce that into something of my own. I am self-taught when it comes to the business of business, and it fascinates me. And I know the market, I say this all the time, it's like standing at the craps table. But when you have a 401k, it matters, especially the basket of stocks you have that can help you down the road. And just for any of you who have a little bit of money in the market, certainly I'm not a financial advisor, but you don't want to dump everything in one place. But today's a good day. Tuesday was a good day. 6,000 for the first time, that's huge. Technology stocks were huge. It was a big rally. And Facebook has gained more than 27% this year. So many people said, don't invest in Facebook, when they IPO'd years ago. Apple's up 25%. And, you know, you know how these things go. They can certainly come back down to earth, but it's pretty exciting. When it's a high, high, high day, it's always exciting to people. McDonald's closed higher. Caterpillar closed higher. They were almost an 8% jump. McDonald's was almost 6% jump. So it's pretty interesting. And McDonald's, what they're finding is their first quarter has really just plumped up. And some of that is because of the whole breakfast thing. Isn't it interesting how a fast food giant who was starting to have a sluggish performance compared to the competition, and just in general, because the fight to eat healthier and some people avoiding fast food. But now this move to the all-day breakfast menu, how long that bounce continues, but the move to the all-day breakfast menu has been killer. I mean, absolutely killer for them, and that's why they got such a bounce, I think, on the market on Tuesday. How about that? Here's an interesting one for you. It's kind of one of those odds and ends, because there's been a lot of discussion about this. For some of you listening in Indiana, a school prayer bill is on the Indiana governor's desk. So what does a school prayer bill, what would that mean? You know, it used to be you could have prayer in public school, and if you didn't want to partake, you didn't have to, and then we know what happened after that. Well, this bill, which is 1024, the governor, Eric Holcomb, said he's going to sign it. Allows public schools to teach survey courses on world religions, so open-minded, all world religions, kids to pray in school and express their views on God in schoolwork, students allow students to wear clothing or jewelry with religious symbols if similar secular apparel is allowed. Religious students, groups rather, are allowed to use school facilities. And it also says that students can't be discriminated against based on their religion. So it's interesting. There's a high school, Plainfield High School. It's about 15 miles outside of Indianapolis. And they've got a fellowship of Christian athletes, and they have a Muslim student association. They also allow students to have a moment of silence to start the day. And it's not unheard of, supposedly, at Plainfield High School for members of any of the athletic teams to take a knee and pray after a game. It's just woven into the everyday life of the school, and they haven't had problems, and they're putting the bill together, or this bill will help them and was put together, and the governor signing it because he's saying it's going to protect students from religious discrimination. Just take it all in, all of it, right? I mean, you got to go back to the 60s if you dig around, and there was that Supreme Court ruling that required public schools to permit only voluntary, silent, and non-disruptive prayer, which created a lot of states to go to the 1 minute of silence at the beginning of the school day. And I started to think about this. I went to Cherry Hill East, and I think we had a moment of silence because you had all kinds. It was a huge high school, and we probably had all kinds of students there. I know we did, from different backgrounds, and they didn't make a big deal. It was just a moment of silence. So I don't know, pretty interesting. We'll see where this goes and wonder if other states will watch to see what happens in Indiana, particularly if they're really, really wrestling with this question, which frankly a lot of school districts we know absolutely are. Absolutely. Hey, coming up on the show, another edition of The Other Side, and that's where I invite my other half to join us on the air for a segment, and we talk about what some of you talk about. What's a dinner conversation like? I peel back the curtain and give you a little bit of what those conversations are like between the two of us, right? And it's not always about what's for dinner. In fact, it's often not about what's for dinner. It's about something completely different. Yeah, whether it's Naked and Afraid is in a Louisiana swamp filming. Can you imagine? I was seeing pictures of that. I can tell you, I have a niece that watches that, and I ask her, what's the appeal? She said, it's just funny. It's just funny. I don't know. I don't understand Naked and Afraid, but it's very popular on the Discovery Channel. Other side, on the flip side.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
Welcome to this week's edition of The Other Side. So that's where my husband Paul joins us on the air to talk about things that we talk about every day, which is sometimes it makes absolutely no sense and it sounds like we're jabberwockies just talking out into space. And sometimes I think, wow, we are really smart people. We're probably super smart like the rest of you because Nordstrom's ploy to sell us muddy jeans for $425 really won't fly in this household. Are you kidding? You would not pay $425 for muddy jeans.
No, but I've got my eye on that Keurig Juicero for $699.
Keurig Juicero for $699. What does it do?
Oh, man. You got to get on the internet.
Are you kidding me? So here's the thing with Paul. So everybody knows you may have a significant other that's like this. He decides he wants something. Like my friends say, oh, did he leave to go make another big purchase and not tell you? Like he'll just go out and all of a sudden we have a giant big screen TV, no discussion on it. There's the television, or whatever the latest greatest gadget is, he has to have it, and then. Guess what? It just sits there. He doesn't like it. or it doesn't work. Honey, I'm not trying to beat you up, but you know that sometimes that's what happens. So is that what this whole thing is with this juicer? Because you already got a juicer. What was that ninja thing? You never even use it.
You're so easy.
So, yeah, you're not really going to get it.
No, there was a big thing on the Keurig, the Juicero. They were selling it, and they found out that all you got to do is buy the little juice bags and squeeze them with your hands, and it was every bit as good as putting it in the $700 machine.
Yeah, and I probably know some people that have one of those juicers. I mean, to me, this is what happens. It's perfect. It's like with health trends. I guarantee there's so much else that we do in life where we overspend on whatever the latest, greatest gadget is, where you could practically hand make and it would have the same, it would be the same. It's like jump ropes. You bought us jump ropes a couple of weeks ago. Oh, we're going to jump rope in between if we watch TV or you're exhausted, meaning me, and I'm working so much that I could jump rope here and there to keep getting more exercise and more steps. But the jump ropes you got, I don't know, they were terrible jump ropes.
Well, they're like the new CrossFit thing where everybody likes the really skinny cable. And I grew up with the old, big, heavy rope.
Exactly. Handmade, where you could just go to the hardware store and get rope and jump with it.
So, I mean, they have ball bearings, and I'm sure people think they're cool. And they were $10 on Amazon, but I just used it, and I didn't like it. I just wanted an old, big, heavy rope to jump with.
All right, so we didn't spend much on those jump ropes. How much were they? $100?
$10.
Okay, $10 for both? A piece.
$10
a piece. So that was $20. Yard sale, does anybody want some gently used jump ropes that were used one time?
CrossFit.
Yeah, we'll give it to you for 10 for both. How's that? So something else that I saw, you and I both do like the Discovery Channel when we find a show we like, because, I mean, we like nature and, you know, that whole Planet Earth series. I watched that. I think I watched that before you with my nephew.
Just a disclaimer, that's BBC.
Discovery Channel?
Planet Earth.
Right, but it was on the Discovery Channel, I thought.
It was on BBC America.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying that we like stuff like that. And so
that would be correct.
They've got the they have had a couple of things about the penguins, and I was reading a story the other day. I think I even talked about it briefly on the air here on America Tonight about the penguins. That actually there's a guy who counts the penguins. He's been doing it for 30 years in the Antarctic. He counts the penguins. I think that is the coolest job. And I guess there's 12 million penguins. That seems like a lot.
Well, when you add in include my favorite penguins from the Blues Brothers, there's a lot more than 12 million.
Right, I bet. So you and I both, of course, speaking of spending money on things, we both have Fitbits. And today I noticed, because I played in a media golf tournament.
Your battery's dead.
I played in a media golf tournament, and my Fitbit, I got 15,000 steps. You know, it was cart path only, and so I got just an amazing amount of exercise. Plus, I found every piece of sand on the course that I could possibly find. But you have a Fitbit, I have a Fitbit, and it's I don't know if it's trendy or what it is, but I actually think it's good. It reminds you to get moving. The Flex 2, we have the Flex 1. The Flex 2 is exploding.
No, we have the Alta.
Well, the Flex 2 is exploding. Did you know that?
We have the ghetto Fitbit from last year. We're always like a year behind, but it's all good.
Yeah. Husband number one said, my wife will never eat leftovers. This husband said, oh, my wife will like leftovers.
Should have stuck to the country club pros.
There you go. All right, so Fitbit, this is too revealing for everybody listening to this. Fitbit Flex 2, that wristband, they're investigating it. It's exploding. People are having problems with it. It's one exploded on a woman's wrist and burned her. The plastic just melted. That's second degree burns on her arms. You know, you're walking around with it, you're sleeping with it. I can kind of see how that would happen. She was just sitting there reading and it happened.
Well, no harm. That's just a big payday for her.
Yeah, you think. A big payday. It's not always a big payday, by the time you lawyer up and everything else.
Looks a little grisly, though, now that you're scrolling through.
Yeah. All right, you had a whole list of what you wanted to talk about, so please go ahead. Let's go through your list.
Well, I don't know. I wrote things down. Did you want to talk about having a house guest and us cleaning up crazily for 3 months? Maybe we already talked about that.
No.
And then the house guest ended up helping you out.
No, the house guest ended up helping Paul out, for everybody who knows. You know how it is. When do you need to paint your place? A couple of years. We've been in our house, I don't know how many years, 7 years or something like that. And this one room, it needed to be painted. My friend Jill came from New York, and she was sitting talking to me, and she said, if Paul tapes the room, she asked about painting it. She goes, if Paul tapes the room, I'll paint it. So she's a go-getter in that area. So we went and got the paint, and then here she is, our house guest, and she painted a whole room, and she did a great job. And then she made something to hang on the wall, and then she sent something from New York, too, to hang on the wall. It was like she just redecorated the whole place. Lucky for you. What about your friends? Where are they? What are they doing for the house?
They bring beer.
Yeah, right. Okay, so something else to talk about is grocery shopping, and you've got that on your list for some reason, the whole grocery shopping thing. Why do you have grocery shopping down?
I just put it down. It was just, I'm just phoning it in. So I was grocery shopping for you today, I got your coffee, and I got your milk, and got some more Special K, of course. And then I fell asleep on the couch, and then I said, what are we having for dinner? And you had Special K again. And so I cooked up some gourmet burgers that I bought that were 50% off from the store. And, yeah, so you got your coffee.
I like this. I went to the store for you. How many people are listening? And you have to send me emails on this. When you go and do something like that, like it's for him, too. He has to get something from the store. It's always for me. I walked your dog. I went to the grocery store for you. I mowed your lawn. It's like, isn't it yours too?
Well, you're very territorial.
No,
everything
I
is
am
territorial.
Not.
So
I'm so not territorial. It's ridiculous. Are you kidding? I'm so not territorial. My mother, God rest her soul, awesome woman. She used to say to me every time I move, because, of course, broadcasting, you're like a bunch of vagabonds. She used to say, oh, please tell me you did not sell that crystal. You did not leave that crystal. You know, whatever things that she had given to me, because she knew. What did I care? I would have my golf clubs, boom, and whatever things I had, a handful of things I had that I thought I needed, clothes. And I could move pretty easily. I could pare down pretty easily. But it would always... she would always ask me about that, like, what about this and what about that? And so I'm not territorial when it comes. I'm not a symbol person. I don't chase after the symbols like you and the jump ropes.
No, but you have your throne.
My throne. I do not have a throne, so everybody knows. I do not have a throne.
It's a really intimidating throne.
Yeah. Like that queen on the Game of Thrones, that would be a nice throne to have, right? So Paul and I like to read. I wish I had more time to read. I know some of you like to read because I'll talk about books that I'm reading. And Paul's reading a book called Stoic Philosophers, right?
No, I was just talking about, I wrote that down.
Oh, the Daily Stoic.
Yeah, I got the Daily Stoic, but now I'm like, getting turned on to some Marcus Aurelius, Roman Emperor, his Meditations, a book. It was actually a private book that he wrote for himself, and it wasn't for anybody else. It was like a journal. But it's become one of like the most popular books for, performance coaches, and it's really great stuff, motivational stuff and inspirational stuff. Especially for today's world with the crazy news and everything that's going on.
So to avoid crazy news, read the Daily Stoic is what you're saying? Yeah.
Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, Epictetus.
All right, we'll have to dive further into that. Epictetus. I know very little about Epictetus. Thank you, Paul. Hang with us. We're jumping back into it next here on America Tonight.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Youngevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Youngevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Tail end of this show here on America Tonight. What a way to start. We go to Washington first and look at what's happening with the administration on North Korea and Michael Flynn and a couple of pretty hot discussions. You know, I always say America Tonight is about the buzz in your backyard, and then we seg into a little bit about the rockets moving on, knocking out the thunder and saying goodbye to Dale Earnhardt Jr., because I think, frankly, the concussions were too much, and there was a lot of discussion around that. And then we talked about, with Paul there just moments ago, he was going to the store for me. I happened to see a story that about this Illinois couple, and they were married for 69 years. They died peacefully beside each other at a hospital in Highland Park Hospital. It was in Illinois. And the hospital said that it became clear that their time together was nearing an end, so they brought their beds together, and the family positioned them to be hand in hand. How about that? So I think there is a phenomenon about that. So first the woman died, her name was Teresa, and then her 91-year-old husband died 40 minutes later, just after his wife's bed was taken from the room. And wow, how crazy. The story about this couple is they got married in 1947. They met in Argentina, married in 47, moved to the U.S., raised their family in Skokie, Illinois. They had three kids. And the rest of that is that his name was Isaac, and his wife became ill. She got Alzheimer's, and that probably had to be part of the story, because that had to be, it's difficult when you're the spouse and your spouse with, you know, taking care of someone who has Alzheimer's. And Teresa, I mentioned her name before, Isaac and Teresa Vatkin were their name. And it's interesting because Paul's grandparents, who I thought were fabulous, and I feel fortunate that I got to spend some time with them, he was sick, and before you know, and they kept thinking that he's not well, and we kept hearing that a lot. But after he died, they had the funeral, and she looked so good. I mean, she looked healthy, fine, great, and they had been married forever, like 60-some years. It was maybe 4 weeks, and then she died. And I think there is something to the broken heart deal, that when the spouse goes and you've been together for that long, you just don't want to live on. And something inside you checks out, because all of a sudden she was sick. I'm saying it's natural, just like they're describing in this story. And there is something bittersweet about that. I mean, always tough for the people that are left behind, but how about for the fact that love story was so intense that it caused the other person to not be able to survive, frankly. That's what that's about, right? You know, it's interesting. We talked a lot about the United Airlines incident, and now the lawyer for the doctor is being kind of tight-lipped about what's going to happen there, but there supposedly is going to be a lawsuit. But now there's claims that, oh, look, this guy was violent before, and he has a history of that, and et cetera. But I don't know. The tickets themselves do say, and United says this, that they have the right to remove somebody because of being overbooked, but I think the practice of overbooking, but what do you do if you're an airline? But the practice of removing somebody because they're not a frequent flyer, or they're not in first class, or they're not XYZ, is abhorrent. I mean, so you get on the airline, and who knows, hopefully you'll arrive to that destination and you won't be bumped off. I mean, I can't tell you the amount of times, especially lately, where I've been in a lounge somewhere and then you're at the gate and you're waiting to get on and they're announcing, hey, you'll get a ticket and we'll get you on the next available flight, but we're looking for people to give up their seats. That has happened a few times lately, but nobody was in any planes that I've been on, nobody has been removed. And then, you know, they're talking about this passenger's bill of rights that came into play before. I think the future of air travel it's so crazy. Now, what's happened? First, they took everything away, every snack, all the food, you have to pay for everything. And then because of Southwest, I think, there are airlines adding, like, snacks back in. Then there is the whole thing of upselling you the seat. So you have to buy a seat. It's like a preferred seat. If you take this free seat, the armrest is broken. But for $28, we'll sell you this other seat. And then we'll let you bring all this, your luggage on. But your bag is $25. And then after that, it's XYZ. Very strange. And I can't imagine running an airline, because you got to, you know, how do you get to that profitability mark but still have good customer service? Because what does everybody want? They want good customer service. When you go to fly, you want to be able to just get on the plane, be incident free, feel comfortable, and just get off the plane go from point A to point B. And certainly seeing that doctor dragged down the aisle, no matter what was going on there, was not good. And the officers that were called in to do that have talked about it. They say that because of how he reacted, that's why he broke his tooth and all that other sort of stuff. But this United story has reopened up the discussion about rights and passengers' rights and airlines, and now everybody with cell phone cams. And then you just had another incident on American. I talked about it on our previous show where a woman was jostled around with her stroller and her husband was furious and then got into it with a flight attendant. It was like nasty, like threatening throwdown words. But the newly released police report says this Dr. David Dow, who was removed from his seat on the United flight, was flailing his arms and verbally abusive toward officers before he lost his balance and hit his face on the armrest, is what they're saying. The reports from Chicago's aviation police that were released because the Los Angeles Times filed a Freedom of Information Act, and other news organizations did too. And it kind of contradicts the videos that were taken by passengers and circulated all over social media. But regardless, it still led to apologies from the United CEO, a promise to overhaul overbooking procedures started when Dow wouldn't give up a seat after the airline decided to eject four people from the plane so that the crew could get to Louisville to staff another flight. But the officer, James Long, his name is, alleges that during the attempt to pull this doctor from his seat, he knocked Long's arm, which caused him to fall, hit, and injure his mouth on the armrest on the other side of the aisle. Another one of the four officers wrote that his statement is not being given voluntarily but under duress, that he's giving this statement because he knows he could lose his job if he refuses his direct order. So he sets it up that way and says, you know, that he was trying to minimally assist him, but then forcibly had to remove him. Officers, all those officers, were put on administrative leave. And the lawyer for the doctor said he's going to file a lawsuit. He's hurt. He says his mindset is to be an example of why we need fairness, dignity, and being treated right. So the accident report is pretty interesting. Like I mentioned, to me, it opens up the discussion again about flight. And I think that the thing here that is even more outrageous is just that, you know, oh, so I didn't realize that all that small print means they do have the right to remove me if they're overbooked. We haven't heard the last of this lawsuit, the doctor, and the struggles of United to gain back, I think, a little bit of the public's trust. I mean, how many people are not flying United? Supposedly it's not a complete drop, but there are people who are concerned and looking at other airlines. You can always send me your thoughts on that, americatonight.net. Thanks for listening to this hour of ATN.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.